Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. And before we continue with our Shabbos here, I just want to clarify something we said on earlier share. We said on earlier share that you should not start the Suda after you reached Zman Kriyishma. And that means is, if you're within a half hour of Tzei Sekechavim and you didn't say Shema yet, you're not supposed to start the Suda. But if you start the Suda earlier, then even though in the middle of Suda comes Zman Kriyishma, that's not a problem. So therefore, if someone makes very early Shabbos around 6:20, in the summer, or 6:30, he comes home 7:30, Shkia that day is 8:20. There's no problem starting Suda 7:45 without saying Shema. You're not even near the Zman of Kriyashma. It's only when you're within a half hour of Tzeis is that a problem. So usually, there would be a problem of starting a Suda if Shkia, for example, is 8 o'clock, and the Tzeis could be around 8:40. If you start the Suda at 8:20 without saying Shema, that's a problem, because you're within a half hour of Tzeis Echavim, the earliest Zman of Tzeis Echavim. So therefore, you can't start the Suda, because you might be going in within a half hour of Zman Kriyashma. So there we said the Eitz is, if you say Shema at that time, you could start the Suda, because a different Sveikas, and therefore if you say Shema at that time, then you Eitz all the Sveikas, and that's not a problem. So basically, if you're starting the Suda after Shkia, you should definitely say Shema before the Suda, because the Eitz all the Shittas. And again, if you said it then too early, you have to repeat it again after Tzeis, which would be after the Suda, again repeat Shema, because you might have said Shema too early. Now let's go back to where we were holding before. We were holding before about being Yoitze Kiddush with the Baal Bayis. You have to listen well. So what happens if the one making Kiddush is an older person and he doesn't speak clearly? You can't hear him clearly. So what you could do is say you want to make your own Kiddush. But let's say in a matzev where the minig of that place is that the Zaidi makes Kiddush and no one else makes Kiddush, and you barely can hear him. He's an old man. And if you tell him, you know what, I'll make Kiddush, that's insulting. And if you say, I'll make my own Kiddush also, that's insulting. So what should you do in such a case? So the Eitz is, it's brought down in the Magen Avraham, and it's brought down Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Zimun, that you should say the Kiddush together with the Mekadesh. That means the person making Kiddush is saying Kiddush on a cup of wine. You say Kiddush quietly along yourself, and even though you're not holding a cup of wine, you're still Yoitza the Mitzvah of Kiddush, but you have to make sure to taste some of the wine, and Yoitza your Mitzvah of Kiddush with your Amira of Kiddush, and it's Ke'ilu did it on the cup of wine, because Almighty is saying it together with Baal Bayis, who said it on the cup of wine. This is only b'shas tchak. The best is to make kiddush on your own cup of wine or to listen to someone's kiddush well. But in a case where you can't listen to someone's kiddush, there is a etzah to say the kiddush quietly along with the mekadesh. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Aydal of Siv Yud that you say vayichulu ma'omid, and then you say bari perigof, and then you say kiddush. The Ramah says you could stand by kiddush, but the Ramah says it's better to sit by kiddush. And v'noyigim liyashiv af b'shosh leishiv af b'shosh oimid vayichulu. The minig is we sit even b'shas vayechulu. The Mishnah Berurah says two reasons why the Ramah holds you should sit. One reason is because it's more kiddush b'makom suda if you're sitting by the table b'makom suda. The second reason given by the Gra is because when you eat kiddush with someone, you have to be a bit kvias. You have to be sitting together. That's the way one person patters the other people. So therefore, when you sit, it's more of a kvias, and therefore everyone should sit around the table and make kiddush. And the Mishnah Berurah says that's the minig. But al pi kabbalah, the Kav Chaim brings down, there's an inyan dafka to stand by kiddush. L'kavod Hashem Yisbarach, l'kavod Yikra de Shabbos, l'kavod Shabbos is to stand. And therefore, a lot of people have a minig dafka to stand by kiddush. I, the problem of kviyas. So already in the Aruch HaShulchan, the Simon Kofayin Dal already says that if you stand around, neatly around the table, even though you're standing, that's still called a kviyas, and everyone can be yaitz a kiddush with the Baal Abayis. But you see from here, you should not walk around this way and that way. Everyone should stand quietly by the table, listening well to the kiddush. That's called a kviyas, to the yaitz a kiddush with the mekadesh. And there's different minhagim. Some people stand, some people sit. Each minig has a makar, and everyone could do what that minig is. Now, if it's a tzairich, let's say your minig is to stand, but someone can't stand, he's too tired, he has to sit. So there's no problem with the evet if he sits and you stand, or if the makadish is sitting and someone else had to stand. Lemaisa, but the evet, every way is fine, even though the makadish did different than the people standing around. It works, and you are yaitz a kiddush. So as long as there's a kviyas and everyone stood around the table having a mind to be yaitz a kiddush, everyone can be yaitz to the kiddush, side to standing, side to sitting.